The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday evening's action in Leopardstown. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to this evening's seven race card is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very good, mate. Very good.
Good. What do you make of Leopardstown this evening, Andy? Not too bad?
Yeah, it's one really strong bet, and then the rest we're just sort of trying not do too much damage. I think that's the key.
Okay. Some competitive action there. Some of the handicaps look pretty tricky this evening.
Yeah, they always are, Mark. Yeah, it's a track where biases can swing one way to another from each meeting to meeting, i.e. front runners sometimes dominate. Sometimes if they get a drop of rain and they've had water ground, they tend to come up the middle. So, you know, predicting how it's going to go sort of 6 hours in advance is always very difficult. Often I change my views or change my betting strategies through the card at Leopardstown, but hopefully it won't affect too many of the selections I'm going to put up.
Okay, it is good to firm, and they have watered there in Leopardstown, so it would be interesting to see if they do come down the middle, as you just mentioned. But let's get stuck into the action. Let's hear your thoughts. The first race is the 5.50, and we start with Irish Stallion Farms European Breeders' Fund Filly's Maiden over 7 furlongs, and not too many of them seen a race course so far, and the betting is headed by Please Catch, who's even money, Simply a Star 9-4, 8-1 for Outstanding, Interlacing 9-1, 10-1 for Legendissimo, and 12-1 or bigger prices. The rest. Priced up a bit of a match, Andy. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, unless any of the unraised horses are much caught. Bit of money for B. Jazzy this morning, so keep your eye on that one. It does look a straight shootout between those who've already had a previous run and experience under the board. And both of them are running fairly decent standard races as well. I know one of them was only a maiden, which was Simply Stars maiden last time out behind Queen Nefertiti. But that's one of the strongest run two-year-old races I've got so far in Ireland this season. And I Am Beautiful, who finished fourth in that race, went on to win a Group 3 contest at the Curragh on Sunday. So I think we're dealing with a really strong piece of form. And Aidan O'Brien's filly by Giant's Causeway, Simply a Star, made the pace that day, made the running, and was just gunned down a bit late on. Back in third was a horse called Curly Locks, who also has run well subsequently behind a nice horse, Van O'Brien's In the Shape of Words. So collateral platform's working out really well. And if she breaks and gets to the front again, she could be difficult to beat from the front here. She's at 5-2, 9-4 this morning. That doesn't look at a bad price, really. Considering she's going to give you such a good run for your money. But she is up against this filly by Teofilia called Please Catch, who caught the eye first time out in no uncertain terms. Typical of Jim Bolger, pitched his horse first time out into a listed race, and even though she finished well beaten fourth, it was an incredible performance in the end to actually finish as close as she did. She was very slowly away. She must have been 4 or 5 lengths behind the last horse going past the 3 furlong mark, and then she absolutely flew home to finish and never near a fourth behind the aforementioned I Am Beautiful. So collaterally, the two of them haven't got a great deal between them. You'd imagine that the Jim Bolger filly will come on more for the run, being as that was her first outing. And I suppose that just about tips the balance in her favour. She's chalked up really short at even money, so I actually think this is a lot closer in the race itself than the betting suggests. So Simply a Star would be my number one choice, just on value grounds.
Okay, Simply a Star then could be the value in the 5.50. The 6.20 is the second race on the card, and this is a race for two-year-olds that have not won more than one race and have not been placed first, second or third in a listed or group race. It's over 7 furlongs, and all 5 of the lineup come into this in winning form. Bertie LaBelge is the 11-8 favourite, 2-1 for Toscanelli, Here We Go 7-2, 6-1 for Itorio, and Dancing Zafine is 8-1. Who do you like for the 6.20, Andy?
Well, on the figures, I got this race between two, and that was Bertie LaBelge and Atorio. Both of them have produced really good numbers, whereas the other two, Toscanelli and Here We Go, have got a little bit to find on their respective victories last time out. So you could probably play both of them or just have more on the one and a little small saver on the other. But I do think Bertie LaBelge is a worthy market leader, gelding by Big Bad Bob. And Gerlon's introduced a nice horse from that same sire last night at Fairy House to win. So, and of course, with Gerlon's horse who's running so well, there's a lot of momentum behind quite a few of his horses, including the two-year-olds at the moment. Really impressive and likeable performance first time out on ground that might have been a bit too soft for this horse. Went off 16-1, but certainly didn't win like his odds suggested. Mowing down a nice horse of Aidan O'Brien's in the latter stages called Cape Clear Island, who, although he's got beat since, ran well back at the Curra. Slight form, the form was slightly let down last night with Kate Wolfe running moderately at Fairy House, but I still think it was a reasonable effort first time out by Bertie LaBelge. And the other one to mention, as I said, is Artorio. Very much the unsung hero of this race, largely to do with the fact that he comes from an unfashionable stable. But you certainly shouldn't disregard this horse from your calculations, because he beat a good field the other day at Nace, and there was no fluke about it. He made the running, he quickened up quite smartly, and readily left the rest behind to win in a good time. He actually is top on the figures on not only his time here at Nace, but he's run the time before when he was fifth behind Battle of Marathon. So at 5-6-1, I do think Artorio shouldn't be disregarded. I think the winner, as I said, the winner will come from one of those two. So you either split your stakes or choose one of those two I mentioned.
Okay, Artorio or Bertie LaBelge for Andy in the 6:20. The 6:50 is the third race on the card, and this is a three-year-old handicap for three-year-olds and over seven furlongs, 11 of them in the lineup for this. And it's 4-1 the field this morning as well to Carter Blue heading the betting. Ramon is 9-2, 6-1 for Wish You Were Here, a bit of a nibble from sevens. Six of Hearts going the other way, 5-1 out to 13-2. Dancer de Four is 13-2, 8-1 for Indian Landing. And Reckless Lad, and then 9-1 or bigger prices. The rest open this, Andy. Who do you like for the 6:50?
Yeah, I think this is the most complex race of the night, as the odds suggest. 9-2 the field. Takata Blue obviously comes in good form after a decent win the other day down at Garen Park, showing good battling qualities to withstand the late challenge of both Insolutum and Six of Hearts in a good speed figure time. Clearly gets on well with fast ground and seven furlongs, and with the odd continue to flourish, got every chance of defying 10 stone. You've also got Six of Hearts, who was also a deep closer in that last race I mentioned behind Takata Blue. He's been knocking at the door for quite a while. He's been running really consistently well despite his ageing years, and I think he'll give you a good run for your money tonight. He just hasn't won for 3 years. That's in this slight problem. The one I do quite like here at a price is Ramon, a filly by Marju, trained by Bill Farrell, who doesn't have a particularly big string, but he does quite well with a small ammunition that he has to throw at the board. And this four-year-old filly made a reasonable introduction to her season, first run as a four-year-old. And that was on Saturday behind a whole host of informed seven-furlong handicappers. It went the way of Have a Nice Day. But I thought Ramon shaped really encouragingly from a modest draw, was stuck down the middle of the track, and kept on quite well for pressure late on. Hopefully that run will do the world of good. And interestingly, their only victory in her life in five runs has come here at Leopardstown on fast ground. So providing they don't get any further rain tonight, or no rain at all, I do think Ramon's got a good chance of backing up that win. And that's the way I'd probably go in what looks a very, very trappy handicap.
Okay, on to the 7:25 next, race four on the card, and this is a rated race for three-year-olds and older that's at entry, are rated 70 or less, and riders who are apprenticed with trainers in Ireland. So the betting is headed by Artistic Integrity, who's 8-13 this morning, and all the money seemingly for the Gerlines runner, 4-5 into 8-13 with everything else on the slide. Corbus is second favourite at 100-30, 8-1 for Nadira, Little Arrows 9-1, 12-1 for Our Max, and bigger prices the remainder. So an odds-on favourite here, Andy, won very impressively over seven furlongs at Goran Park a couple of days ago, steps up to a mile here. Do you think he follows up here?
He should do, shouldn't he? Yeah, Gerlines looks as though he's got a whole plethora of chances here tonight, Leopardstown, and this one looks the most obvious one. Certainly the way the market's gone this morning suggests that. 8-13 with William Hill, a short as from prices in around the 10-11, even money mark. It's absolutely been smashed off the boards at the time of speaking. And he was really impressive the day down in Garen, as you said, when he made all the running. And that seems to be the way to ride this horse. Since they've upped him up in trip, he seems to be getting a little bit better. And I think actually the extra mile distance shouldn't be an inconvenience for him here. The only slight negative I've got with him was that everything that made the running the other night, Garen basically won. So it wasn't as if he did something that nothing else was doing on the card, and you had a massive advantage front running. But it might be the case here tonight at Leopardstown as well. As we've seen before, this track can often play into the strengths of horses that bowl along in front, and they can be difficult to beat, particularly on quick ground. Corbus looks as though he's the only danger on current form. He was a fast-finishing third behind Apache Gold the other night, and I think that horse has got some kind of a chance if the favourite A, doesn't stay the trip, or B, doesn't turn out in the same form as he did the other day. But if he does, artistic integrity should justify his market position.
Okay. Artistic integrity then in the 7.25. The 8 o'clock is race 5 on the card. It's a mile and a quarter handicap. And it's nap time for Andy Holding. He's gone with Tarzina, who's the 2-1 favourite. Iniesta is 7-2 with Spring Focus. 5-1 for Bribe the Bouncer. Princess Perlita is 11-2 and 9-1 are bigger prices for the remaining two runners. Talk us through your thoughts here then, Andy. Why have you napped Tarzina?
Well, on two counts, really, Mark, to be honest. I think, A, this is, looks a fairly winnable race or weakish handicap for the track standards. And I think she just could be a little bit better than these. Certainly looks a cut above them on what she's achieved so far to date. And given that the John Ox team are in good form and there's likely more improvement to come, I think she could take this before going on to much better things. Well, certainly that's the belief anyway. She was a bit unlucky first time out in her opening salvo, and that was at Cork behind Just Gorgeous. I think she should have finished a bit closer there, but she didn't get the best of runs. But that was a good educational run. And then she bumped into a horse, which I've got an immense amount of time for, a horse called System Overload, who was previously trained by Ger Lyon. So previously, because no sooner as he won that race at the Curragh, that the checkbooks were floating around, and he's been shipped off to Hong Kong to run over there. I think he went for $300,000. So somebody obviously believed in System Overload. And the speed figure that both of those two horses produced that day was certainly up to a very, very high standard. Back in fourth as a horse called Blackstone, has subsequently run really well in a mile maiden at the Curragh, so I think the form is pretty good. And then she went to Sligo, and as expected, as a market position suggested, she made mincemeat of what was a fairly weakish-looking field. Back in third was a horse called Laviniad, who went to the Curragh on Sunday and ran really well in the Lady Riders Derby. So, again, I think that form is OK as well. I think a mark of 86 looks fairly lenient, actually, on what she, A, has achieved so far tonight, and B, potentially could do in the future. And as I said, I do think this is a weak race. Iniesta ran badly first time up at the Curragh, so he's got questions to ask. Princess Perlita is coming off the back of a long layoff. And we've got Spring Focus, who looks the main danger, having run well last time out here behind Panama Hat, of course, won last night at Fairy House, so he looks a logical choice. But I do think Tarzina looks the class act in this race, and despite the steadier of 9 stone 10. Hopefully she might be up to winning and completing the nap selection.
Okay, the penultimate race this evening is race 6 on the card. It's at 8.30, and this is a handicap over a mile and a half for three-year-olds. And over and punter Merakwai heads the betting at 5-1. 6-1 for Refractor. Teokrios is 6-1. A bit of money for Chin Chin, 10s into 8s. It's also 8-1 for Blue Ridge Lane and Duarte Fernandez. 9-1 for Pacelli Road. And then 10-1 or bigger prices. The rest, another open handicap on the card, Andy. Who do you like for the 8.30?
I can certainly see why the money's come for punter Meraki. That was a really good effort last time out over this course, behind Scooping, of course, Panama Hat, who was second on that occasion. Not only did he win next time at Leopardstown, but he also won at Fairy House last night. So a lot of punters are looking to get with Andrew Oliver's filly. But I like the other money-moving horse, and that's Chin Chin. I'm going to give this horse yet another go. He was a bitter disappointment to the podcasters last time out down in Roscommon. It was a race that was running a strong gallop, won by Indian Reel. Unfortunately, our selection, who was back from, I think he was 7 or 8 to 1 in the morning, she went off 3 to 1 favourite, and she could only beat three horses home. I put it down to the ground. I don't think this horse has really been enjoying the conditions she's been racing on so far this season. You have a look at all her three previous runs. Heavy ground first time out at Limerick, softer heavy at Roscommon, and even though it was, you know, probably the best ground she's raced on this season, it's still very, very soft the last time she ran. And she's a filly by Exceeding Excel, and her only career victory came on fast ground at Tramore last year. So I'm hoping that the turnaround in conditions really change the fortunes of Chin Chin. She's got some good figures next to her name, despite the ground. And she's 8-1 with William Hill. She's got a good draw. So everything is set fair for Chin Chin to finally lay the ghost of one or two previously disappointing runs. And hopefully tonight she can prove what she's worth.
Okay, Chin Chin then in the 8.30. And the 9 o'clock is the final race. We finish with a maiden over a mile and three quarters. And interesting movements in the betting this morning. Ebazir 6-4 out to 7-4 because the money's coming for Pink Hat 11-4 into 7-4 for the Willie Mullins flat debutant. Marty's Magic 5-1, 6-1 for What Lies Ahead. 13-2 for Gambling Girl. And That's the Plan is 8-1. So what do you make of that, Andy? What are your thoughts in the 9 o'clock?
Yeah, I actually thought Pink Hat was slightly overpriced this morning when I looked at this race first thing, chalked up around 3-1, and I thought, that could be a bit of value against Ebizar. But I do think Ebizar is the one to beat here. It was a real eye-catching run first time on the flat in a good listed race down in Limerick, won by Tirana. and El Salvador, who was second, has subsequently gone on to finish a very creditable second at the Royal Meeting behind Peaks, of course, in the Queen Alexandra. So that form looks really solid. Inish Moon also gives the form a real good ballast to it. And the way he came home in the latter stages in the Martin Maloney listed race, then James Levy's Charge should A, be a class apart of him slot, and B, be suited very much to the step-up in trip to mile six, given the way he finished off his race. He's a previous bumper winner as well over 2 miles, so that clearly indicates that as well. And I definitely think he's the one to beat here, and he's just about my selection ahead of Pink Hat, who arrives here off the back of a good couple of wins over hurdles at Cork and at Kilbeggan when making all last time out and beating quite a decent field in the interim. But the class act is definitely Abinzar, and hopefully that holds sway in the final race.
Okay, Abinzar in the final race. Then let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, not a bad card tonight, but certainly not a card I'm getting too wildly excited about from a punting perspective. I think the first two in the betting should be very close at the finish here, but I think Simply Star at a decent-looking 5-2 looks the value in the first. Bertie LaBelge and Arturio are the top two of my figures in the 6.20, so split stakes strategy is definitely the way to go there. In the 6.50, difficult-looking handicap, but I'll take a chance on Ramona, who ran well 4 days ago at the Curragh. 7.25, one of the strongest-looking opportunities for Jerry Lyons, lies in the weight of Artistic Integrity, who won very easily down in Garran 2 days ago. Nap of the Knights, Tarzinia, who I think could be very well handicapped and a cut above the opposition in the 8 o'clock. 8.30, another tricky-looking handicap, but Chin Chin, hopefully on better ground tonight, will prove that she's much better than what she's shown so far this season. And Abinzar in the last race definitely holds the form, or the best form on offer, and hopefully will make that count in the final race.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections, and enjoy Leopardstown this evening.
I will do. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.